Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, the shooting in Sydney, well, there are two dead. One of them a 15-year-old gunman, the other just an innocent victim, a civilian working for the police force, just leaving the building. What does it mean for Victoria? We've already had an incident here some months ago. The police association today is saying police are anxious. They are saying that there needs to be immediate action to implement security changes at police stations. On the line is the Chief Commissioner of Police, Graeme Ashton. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Is the association right? Do we need to act quickly here?
Well, we are acting. We're putting additional physical security measures in place, and those plans have been underway now for a while. We've got this morning, as a result of the weekend's Friday's events, I should say, we're doing some meetings here about whether that needs to be further addressed, particularly around some of the bigger sites we have, and picking up Friday's issues with the with obviously being an unsworn police person who was a member that was attacked and killed there. That's meant us to sort of, you know, we need to just evaluate what that means as well around also making sure our unsworn staff are protected.
But you are reviewing security today at the major stations?
Yeah, we'll do that again today and see whether we've still got the plans need to be adjusted or not.
Is there, I mean, Ron Idle seemed to be suggesting things haven't moved quickly enough. Is there any justification in that?
We've had to do an assessment of every police station in the state, so when you've got over 300 of those, it takes a fair while and we've got to put plans in place. But the thing is that we can't just create fortresses that we hide police inside. We've got to make sure we provide secure premises, but at the same time, now's the time that the community need us moving among them more than ever. So we don't want to create a fortress mentality for our police. We've got to understand we're out there to serve the community and be among the community.
What are the unsworn police, the civilians, if you like, would they normally wear an ID tag that identified them as working for Victoria Police?
Yeah, now when they're inside the workplace, they do. We require everyone to be identified when they're moving around inside the workplace, but we're saying to, and we have said for a while, for our unsworn staff to make sure when they're leaving the building that lanyard, that the ID is off, and so they're not really identifiable.
What's happened in Sydney? What does it tell us? What do we learn from that?
Well, it's another one of these I think people call them lone wolf. I don't like that term, but that's essentially what this appears to be at this stage, although it's still fairly early in understanding what the motives are. It's another case where you've got a young person, disaffected, clearly angry and wanting to undertake this sort of act. It's a sort of situation, as you pointed out, it's happened here before, and we've just constantly need to be vigilant. And now I know there's a whole range of young people in Victoria that are continually listening to radicalising social media and coming from overseas, trying to inspire them, and we've got to work hard to try and make sure that they're not inspired by that media.
Is there really any way of stopping this sort of thing? I mean, this kid, I don't think they even had been active on online.
It's a case that, well, we don't actually know all that completely yet, Neil, but
yep,
the fact is that we've got to make sure that everyone in the community is working to recognise these sorts of signs in our young Victorians. You know, if we feel that they are becoming really disaffected, then there are a range of responses that community can get involved in and reaching out, particularly within family units, and trying to make sure that we're inclusive rather than exclusive.
Well, I was going to get to that. Do we need to have a different approach with the Muslim community?
Well, in relation to the Muslim community, certainly we want to try and make sure Victoria strengthens and continues to be a strengthening of our multiculturalism. It's something that sets Victoria apart, I think, from other states in Australia, the fact that we have a multicultural society. And that even means that everyone does their thing, and the Islamic community is no different. Everyone has to be a part of creating that inclusive community. I know this weekend we've got the 10th of the 10th with some groups trying to create protest activity outside mosques. And, you know, this week we don't want people to feel anger wanting to go out and demonstrate outside mosques. That doesn't create the multicultural environment we want.
When's that due? 10th.
Saturday, yeah.
And that's an organised protest, is it?
Yeah, it's an international day of protest, and there are a range of groups in Victoria that are also looking to try and encourage people to come out and protest. And our message is that's not what we want in Victoria.
That'll make you be a bit edgy about that, I assume.
Oh, we've already got plans in place to respond to that, Neil, but we just want to make sure that people understand that people shouldn't overreact in responding to some of these issues.
There are two areas here. I mean, obviously you want information from within the Islamic community, which of course comes privately. Do we also need public statements? Do they have any impact if you get the leadership standing up against these things?
Oh, sure, and they do that, but we certainly maintain regular meetings with various community groups, including that particular group, and you know we make clear what our views are, and certainly I've certainly seen public statements from them in relation to this as well. But it has to be, as I say, one of everyone doing their thing.
Is Hizbut Tahir active in Victoria?
Not that I'm aware of. I haven't seen it confirmed that this young fellow is linked to that activity. The work's still ongoing in New South Wales, and obviously we're staying in regular contact as to how that's going and developing. I know on Friday night we worked pretty hard to try and understand if there are any Victorian links to any of this, and we didn't find any on Friday or through the weekend. Obviously we were initially wanted to make sure there was nothing that might impact on our grand final plans, and nothing emerged from that. And similarly, this morning we're just going to keep trying to work through with New South Police as to what they're uncovering and what that means for us in Victoria, but at this stage we haven't found any links.
I think the danger of an incident like this is it makes everybody feel like a victim. You know, mum's walking the kids to school or going shopping or something. You know, somebody's in a shopping centre, they can feel like a victim. What do you say? What's your message to the public on this one?
Well, it just goes back to being alert to what's happening around you. If you see something that doesn't look right, then please call us and let us know. But at the same time, you know, we do have a safe society we live in. We need to make sure people can go about their activity safely, confidently, can go shopping, can go out and enjoy themselves, whatever they want to do with their families. That's the community we need to reinforce. That's what the majority of people are doing and doing safely every day. So we just need to make sure people just bear that in mind, but at the same time are alert if they see something that doesn't look right.
Thank you very much for your time.
Good on you, Neil.
Chief Commissioner of Police, Graham Ashton.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.